Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
On Native American reservations, asthma rates are high and the cases are often severe. Researchers are trying to understand the environmental factors influencing asthma among children on the Navajo Nation, and they're trying to help educate families. Eilish O'Neill traveled to the Navajo Reservation in northern Arizona and has this report.
The Navajo Reservation is a vast desert landscape, more than 27,000 square miles. That's about the size of West Virginia. It's dry, dusty, and windy, and bitterly cold in the winter. Chelsea Holtzoy lives on this reservation with the five of her children who are still at home.
Wasn't mine was nine? They got me eight.
Oh, no, your shoes ain't.
Her son Ethan is 10. He likes playing football with his friends, and his favorite subject at school is math. When he was younger, Ethan was often really sick. Once, when he was 3 years old, he got a terrible fever.
I started getting scared. Ice water we got. We put a rag in it, we wrung it out, we're just wiping his body down. Pretty soon the water was warm from just wiping him down.
When the ice water didn't help, Holtzoy gave her son ibuprofen, but she says his temperature just kept going up.
It's really a scary experience, especially when they're that small. It just hurt just looking at him.
Holtzoy rushed him to the nearest clinic. There, the doctors told her Ethan didn't just have a fever, he was having an asthma attack, and his oxygen levels were alarmingly low. They wanted to send him to an intensive care unit in Phoenix, a five-hour drive away. So Holtzoy and Ethan boarded a medevac plane, and they went.
I just kept looking at him, and I was scared. And I just kept praying and praying and praying when we were in the plane. No parent should ever experience that.
Ethan had to spend about a week in the ICU before he was well enough to leave. The National Institutes of Health reports that approximately 13% of American Indian children have asthma, compared with nearly 9% of children in the general population. The Navajo Nation has the largest population of all Native American nations, and the reservation spans across three states.
The environmental exposures here are impossible to control.
Diana Hu is a pediatrician who's worked on the Navajo Reservation for 35 years.
We have, you know, Russian thistles or, you know, tumbleweeds everywhere. We have elms everywhere. We have cottonwoods everywhere.
Those are all plants that can set off kids' allergies, which can trigger an asthma attack. There's some evidence that climate change is increasing the amount of pollen in the air, which some researchers say is contributing to the rise of asthma. Coal mines and long rides on diesel school buses also contribute to asthma on the Navajo Reservation. And there's something else.
We always had a wood stove. That's one thing I didn't really want to use as a heating source, but that's all we could afford.
That's Chelsea Holtzoy again. Like 60% of families here, she heats her house with a wood stove.
Oh, same as yours.
It's black, with a little door for putting wood in and a wide stovepipe coming out of the back. It has no filter to keep smoke and ash out of the cabin, the way more expensive wood stoves do. Holtzoy says she can't afford anything else, though she wishes she could. When it's smoky, it triggers Ethan's asthma.
He gets really mucusy. It's like boogers, and like you can hear it. You can hear those boogers, and he'll try to spit it out, and it sounds congested.
To try to keep him healthy, Holtzoy makes sure the stovepipe is clean so smoke won't blow back into the cabin. And she always has a pot of water on the stove so there's steam in the air.
The doctors told us make sure you always have a pot of water to keep the air kind of humid for them, not dry.
In the past, when federal agencies like the CDC tried to help lower asthma rates on the reservation, the efforts were met with resistance because of mistrust of the government. That's why, on some reservations, researchers and healthcare providers are trying new, community-based approaches.
We're basically taking proven interventions that we've done in non-Native communities and adapting them, you know, for these Native communities.
That's Lynn Gerald. She's a professor at the University of Arizona who's developing a community asthma education program on the Navajo Nation. Gerald and her team are working with health representatives from the Navajo Nation to reach out to families to improve their care of children with asthma. She says families and schools can make minor changes that can help prevent asthma attacks. For example, to help kids avoid breathing in diesel exhaust from school buses.
One of the things that can be done is keeping the windows up on the bus so that the diesel that's outside doesn't get in. If the pollen levels are very high, then a child with asthma might need to stay indoors that day rather than going outside for PE or outside to play.
Gerald says educating the community has been challenging. For one thing, older generations on the reservation aren't always familiar with the condition. There isn't even a word in Navajo for asthma, so it's hard to explain to grandparents, who are often the caretakers, that it's a chronic condition that needs regular medication.
Cover your mouth.
Back at the Holtzway home, Ethan and one of his brothers sit on a couch next to their mom, eating chips. Ethan's now 10, and he's doing better. Holtzway says the doctors put him on a new medication, and he hasn't been to the emergency room since.
He's been doing pretty good in PE and stuff. And
I usually
tell them, like, if you're going to go running, make sure he takes a puff before he does his workouts. I just want him to get better.
For Here and Now, I'm Elise O'Neill.
And that story was funded in part by the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism.